Hi, this is Sheikha Vyas for Estates Gazette. I'm here with Michael Payne, head of the tenant advisory team at Carter Jonas. We're looking at the London office market report that Carter Jonas have just released. Michael, could you please summarise some of the key themes of the report for us?
Yeah, sure. In terms of future movement in office rents, the Carter Jonas research team are predicting that over the next 18 to 24 months, rents across central London are likely to decline by between 10 and 12%, with the largest of those declines likely to be in the City of London and Docklands, because both submarkets are more exposed than other markets to the banking and financial services sector, which in turn is a sector of business that is going to be, or is likely to be, more affected by the terms of Britain's exit from the EU.
And what are the causes for this, as well as the backdrop of political uncertainty?
Logic would dictate that if we end up with a hard Brexit, that is to say the inability to passport financial services from the UK into the EU, it's more than likely that some banks will have to relocate some of their operations from London to places like Paris, Frankfurt, and possibly Dublin, so that they're based, so they can run the parts of the bank that are dealing with euro-denominated assets and are also able to trade within the Euroland economy. So it'll be a case of having to transfer some of those jobs from London, where they won't be able to provide those services because we'll no longer have passporting rights. And as a consequence of those job losses from the city, it's highly likely that there will be banks that will be wanting to offload surplus office space by way of subleases. So there'll be the double whammy of supply going up and demand from the financial services sector falling, coupled with new office developments that are currently under construction, which are in the current development pipeline, timed to complete over the next 12 to 24 months. So it's going to be a combination of factors. It's going to be potentially weakening demand from the banking and financial services sector, as well as the increase in supply, both from the development of new buildings, from the development activity from property investors, as well as the increase in supply of tenant space as a consequence of job losses abroad.
And what are you seeing with occupational costs overall?
Well, it's a mixed picture, really. It's been quite an interesting analysis that we've done year on year compared to the first quarter of 2016. Many of the London office submarkets have recorded very little increase in occupational costs, that is to say rent, business rates and service charge. And indeed, the Docklands market has recorded, I think it's, just have a look at the figures, an increase in occupation costs as a result of not just the increase in service charge costs and business rates costs, but very interestingly, because there has been a bit of rental growth in that submarket. 4.4% is the approximate overall increase year on year in the Docklands submarket. That total occupation cost includes rent, business rates, service charge, whereas in Mayfair the total occupation costs have declined by 4.5%, and that decline is a direct consequence of the correction in office rents in the super prime office market. These are the buildings in Mayfair and St James's, where typically the rents that have been achieved 18 months, 2 years ago were typically around between £125 and £150 a square foot. The market for those super prime buildings has weakened, and landlords are having to reduce their rents on those super prime buildings, and it's those rent occupation costs for the super prime offices in Mayfair and St James's.
Right, and I suppose that leads me on to my next question, really, that while tenants may be poised to take advantage of some of this, what can landlords do to insulate themselves?
Well, it's an interesting one. Landlords can do very little to improve demand. Demand is what it will, it is what it is. Demand is going to be driven by economic growth, GDP, and the rate at which businesses and non-commercial organisations are recruiting staff. So job creation is the absolute critical factor in the demand for office space. And if the economy, as is likely, is going to weaken over the next year or two because of Brexit uncertainty, then that's highly likely to translate into continuing weaker demand for office space across central London. So there's little that landlords can do about demand. What they can do if they want to enhance the prospects of achieving a letting of their vacant space is to be competitive on the terms they're offering. That's not just to say the rent, or clearly the rent is an important factor, but we're also, as a tenant advisor myself, what occupiers will be looking for is not just the lowest possible rent that they can get, but also a longer rent-free period than perhaps has traditionally been available over the last year or two. But also, in a world of uncertainty, which we are encountering at the moment, what tenants will be very keen to do is to insulate themselves from committing to long-term property costs. And so we are already seeing a trend towards tenants requiring shorter leases or leases with more frequent tenant break options. And I'm quite sure that we're going to see over the next year or so, and as I say, the trend is already developing, I think we're going to see more and more lettings where the landlords are, albeit very reluctantly, I suspect, willing to give longer rent frees, deeper rent discounts, but importantly, more frequent break options.
Thank you. Lots of very interesting things to think about there, Michael.
Indeed, absolutely. Yes, it's going to be a very interesting year or two until we know what the terms of our exit from Europe are going to be. I think until we know that, it's going to be very difficult for businesses in central London, or indeed throughout the whole country, to plan their business strategy for growth over for the next 5 or 10 years. And hence, we're going to see, I think, a continuation of businesses putting their investment plans on hold until they know what's happening with Brexit and how that's going to impact on the UK economy, and importantly, how that's going to impact on their business.